Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ryan Aber covers the Sooners for the Oklahoman, and we got a great matchup, a rematch of the Red River Shootout, which was really an incredible game when you think about it, because Texas was kicking their ass. They were up 21 in the fourth, and then Oklahoma came all the way back, and Texas ended up getting the game 48-45. It was crazy. Imagine if this game is anything like that. We're going to be in store for a hell of a ride on Saturday, and I think it's one of the best games of the day for sure. You got. I think the other one is obviously Bama and Georgia, but I think this game is actually better because Bama can kick anyone's ass. Ryan, thanks for coming on the bench. How do you think the Sooners look going into this game a second time after they had that huge comeback against them the first time?
Well, I think they set up pretty well, just because any time you're playing a team for a second time, generally, if it's close, the team who came out on the short end the first time seems to have the advantage, and Oklahoma has the best player on the field Saturday, in Kyler Murray. He's the reason they came back in the fourth quarter of that game. He was absolutely phenomenal. He's been great for pretty much all of the season. So if you're talking about edges, it's hard not to go with a player like Kyler Murray in a game like this.
Obviously, he got the Big 12 top offensive honor, offensive player of the year by the Big 12 coaches today. What's it been like watching him here down the stretch with these six straight wins?
It's just been phenomenal. You know, before the season, everybody thought, well, if they just get decent quarterback play, they're going to be all right. But there's no way they're going to have quarterback play the way that they've had the last 3 years with Baker Mayfield. But this offense has been better. Kyler Murray has been better than Baker Mayfield was. I know that's high praise, but he's earned it. His arm is very similar to Baker Mayfield, and his decision-making is very similar to Baker Mayfield. But what sets him apart is his ability to run, and he's really done more of that over these last six games, partly because he had to, because of their running back situation, that they've lost two out of their top three guys to season-ending injuries, and they've had to adjust. And a big part of that adjustment has been leaning even more on Kyler Murray. And he's proven that he can shoulder that load with little problem.
Do you think that the committee got it right with Oklahoma ahead of Ohio State?
I really do. When you look at, one, their overall resume, the fact that Oklahoma gets another shot at the team that beat them. Ohio State was blown out by the team that beat them by three. Ohio State was blown out by a team that proved to be pretty mediocre in the end. Oklahoma's defensive woes have been horrific this year. Their defense has been awful, but their offense is historically good, as Rob Mullins mentioned last night. Ohio State's offense is really good. Their defense isn't great, but it's much better than Oklahoma's. But I think Oklahoma's offense is what, to me, sets them apart just a little bit from Ohio State, even given all the resume differences as well.
So Ryan Aber with us covers the Sooners for the Oklahoman. Let me go back to Murray for a second. When, you know, he's going to play baseball for the A's, he's got a pro baseball deal. Do you think that, you know, he'd be better as a football player? Or are you surprised at all that he's sticking to his guns and going to stay with the baseball plan that he's, you know, been on that path?
Well, I think if somebody jumps up and picks him in the first round or offers him just an obscene amount of money to play quarterback, I think that he's going to reconsider. I don't think there's any, you know, real doubt about that. But given the fact that he's already got a little bit over $4.5 million in bonus money from the A's, and the money that they've invested in him, they jumped up and took him number 9 overall. I don't think it's really that big of a surprise that to this point, at least, he's sticking with his guns. Now, earlier this season, about a month ago, one of our writers asked him if he had thought about the potential of joining the NFL. And he said, well, I'm not sure if it's possible, but I think as it becomes gets closer and closer, as buzz builds more and more for him, I think that it's going to be something that he's going to at least consider. Whether he winds up doing it or not remains to be seen, though.
Do you have any explanation at all when you watch that football team why they have so many problems defensively? In my opinion, with as much talent as they have there, athletically speaking, I mean, they are loaded with talent at that school. That's all there is to it. And I just don't understand why they are so soft defensively.
Yeah, it's a combination of factors. You're right. There's not a talent deficiency over there. It's not like they're recruiting people that nobody else wanted. They're recruiting against the Alabamas, Clemsons, and Ohio States, Texas A&Ms, and still winning a pretty good amount of those battles. But when those players get there, especially the secondary players, they really haven't developed over the last few years. You look at their best secondary players over the last few years have been freshmen. Trey Brown and Trey Norwood a year ago. Trey Brown earlier this year as a redshirt. The Jordan Parker, Jordan Thomas, Zach Sanchez, on and on and on. You talk about young defensive backs who start off playing pretty well and then don't go anywhere from there. I think their tackling has been a big issue this year. I think for the most part under Mike Stoops, the things got a little bit too complicated for them. Now they've gone the other way since Ruffin McNeil took over a few weeks ago and become much more basic and just straight up, which hasn't worked for them either. They played well at the cornerback the other night against West Virginia, but were horrific at safety. They've had other games where they can't tackle with a lick. It just seems like every time they get something fixed in a game, everything else just springs a leak. And they've got to completely overhaul this defense in the offseason. It's not something that's going to be fixed on Saturday. It's not something that's going to be fixed for the bowl game. But their offense is good enough to give them a chance in any of those.
So Ryan Aber covers the Sooners for the Oklahoman Great Paper. Do you worry about Ellinger? The guy was, he beat you already. I mean, he's had a great season himself. 23 touchdowns, and he's thrown for, over 2,700 yards, something like that. What worries you about him on Saturday?
Well, I think the big thing is his ability to run the ball, and not necessarily just to run it himself, but buy himself some time. You talk about all the woes that Oklahoma's defense has had. They've really struggled to get pressure on quarterbacks consistently. They've struggled to bottle up running quarterbacks, and Sam Ellinger has really taken advantage of that both times he's played Oklahoma in his career. He was phenomenal a year ago as well in that game that Oklahoma wound up winning in a close one. So it's going to be really tough for them to bottle him up this weekend. And it's more than likely going to come down to just Oklahoma being able to outscore them. They need to force him into mistakes, but Sam Ellinger hasn't made many mistakes. I think last week was his first interception in a couple of months. So he's been fantastic for them. And I think that Oklahoma fans should be worried about what Sam Ellinger can do to their defense.
So a lot of people said that they're an overachieving team, that the Texas, no one saw this coming. I thought they looked pretty good against you the first time they played you. Do you think they're overrated or shouldn't be in this game? Or how do you see that Longhorn team? Do you think they are performing too soon for Herman?
Not necessarily. Tom Herman's passed this along, this thought of Texas as an overachieving team. Before the season, he was asked how many elite players Texas had, and he sort of bumbled and stumbled over the question and didn't really give a solid answer. The fact is, Texas has recruited fantastically for a long, long time. They just haven't been able to. We talked about Oklahoma's defensive development. They haven't been able to develop players, especially at the quarterback position, but really all around. So they've got some really, really good talent. It's just talent that really hasn't been proven yet before this year. Now, when you compare the sides, clearly Oklahoma should be better on paper, but I don't think that Texas is some scrappy little team like you know, some of the teams that we've seen jump up in the NCAA tournament and make the Final Four like last year. This isn't one of those situations. Texas is a really good team. They're just finally living up to their potential in some ways.
So what is the story with Lincoln Riley? Do you think he'll be in, you know, Norman next year with all this talk about him going to the NFL?
Yeah, I think the chances are he's back in Norman. You know, there's been a lot of talk about that Cleveland Browns job, obviously, especially with his connections with Baker Mayfield and how close they've been, and also with the way that Big 12 style offenses have exploded in the NFL. I think there was some talk about possibly a Dallas Cowboys job. I think that one would be more attractive to Lincoln Riley, but it seems like with the way the Cowboys have gone recently, that Jason Garrett might have saved his job there. I think at some point the NFL is going to be something that's going to draw Lincoln Riley in. I'm not sure it's this year. I think he wants to win a championship. If something happens and they win a national title and he still has a chance to go, then maybe I could see him go. But I would bet probably 80-20 that Lincoln Riley is going to be Oklahoma's head coach next year.
So Ryan Aber with us. Do you think that that Georgia will get beat up by Alabama like everybody else has been, and that the Oklahoma will beat Texas and steal that last spot in the playoff?
Well, I don't think that Georgia is going to get beat up by Alabama, but I think Georgia is going to get beat by Alabama. The Georgia's played fantastically over the last couple months. I think they're going to hang into that game, but I think Alabama is just going to be too much. That offense is the best one that Nick Saban has had during his tenure there. I do think Oklahoma will beat Texas on Saturday, and I do think that they will hold off Ohio State past Georgia and make the college football playoff, and in all likelihood set up an Alabama-Oklahoma game, Tua versus Kyler, in the semifinals, and I think that's something that a lot of people would love to see.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think that might very well come to fruition. Stranger things have happened, though. We'll see. If Georgia can hang with Alabama, it might sway them to put them back in it again, because the game is so good, and they would face each other again. I would rather, I'll be honest with you, see what you just said. I'd rather see Murray against Tagovailoa. I think it'd be great. Listen, enjoy the rematch. It should be fantastic. I think it's going to be a great game like the first one was. Thanks for coming on the bench. Have a blast at the game on Saturday, and we'll see how they do the rest of the way and where they end up. I appreciate you coming on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me on as always. I enjoyed it.
My man Ryan Aber with us from the Oklahoma, talking about the Sooners and Longhorns on Saturday at noon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.